Hello and welcome to another great episode of the True Chat Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Studio 1A in Urbana, Ohio. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T.
Weller. Oh, my goodness.
Get hyped, Cam.
Are you hyped? Not particularly. But wow. I'll try my best. I just got done with a two-hour drive that should take an hour and a half. But because I left at four... apparently I still hit traffic.
Ooh, traffic.
And I was upset. Because I thought I left early enough.
No, definitely not. Because they're, you know, rebuilding America's infrastructure everywhere.
Well, we've been rebuilding Cincinnati's infrastructure since, like...
For always?
Ought to...
Yeah. Well, by the time we finish, it'll be time to start again. So it's about how that goes.
Yep. Let's start back at the other end of the road.
Bringing that Urbana in here.
Yep. I think I say that all of the time, though. Yep. That's how I say yep.
Uh-huh.
I got the little twang on it. That's one of my words that definitely has a twang on it.
One of my words.
Words. Also a pretty good song by the Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham. I wonder how Bo's doing these days.
I don't know. Very self-indulgent would be my guess.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't like his last special.
No?
When? Didn't like it.
When was his last special?
Last one he released on Netflix was like late last year.
Yeah. Was it like one where he was in like a primarily black room?
No.
Black stage?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you watched it.
Did you just watch
another YouTuber hating on Bo Burnham for his lame special?
Nope. I actually watched the special because I love
Bo Burnham.
His other one. Make Happy is the one I don't like. So then the other one is the one I do.
Well, you know how comedy goes. It's hit and miss.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You got to swing if you're going to hit the ball.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you always hit it, though.
There you go.
And even when you hit it, it's not always a home run.
You know what? Great life advice.
I know.
From Justin T.
Baseball is an excellent... It is a sport that I feel like is referenced more frequently than any other sport for life references.
What? I liked what, and I didn't like Make Happy.
Okay. Well, that means nothing to me, so...
Okay. What was the first one? Make Happy was the second.
Right, but I mean...
I thought you liked Bo Burnham.
I have no
Or do you just like
on
that one...
I watched half of one special.
Okay. Welcome to YouTube. Is just... That's it for you?
I've watched a number of his videos that were on YouTube.
Yeah?
But ever since he's like, yo, I'm famous, and I'm done with this YouTube nonsense.
A lot of those YouTubers are doing that nowadays.
Yeah, I know. That's because the death of YouTube is imminent.
Oh, you think so? That's a call out.
I've heard from inside sources that the YouTube community doesn't really know what's next. And
oh yeah. Well, the death of YouTube as we know it
and
has been
on the horizon.
Yeah, has been, you know, imminent for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're announcing all these new like YouTube funded shows or whatever, and they've got
YouTube funded
like,
shows. A YouTube
Ellen
original.
And a bunch of like actual celebrities. And like the only one that's done
no.
people who started on YouTube. No. Is the Slow Mo Guys have one? Have you ever watched their stuff?
Nope.
They blow stuff up in slow motion. It's not that, you know, novel of an idea, but they are the best ones to do it.
Dude,
so there you go.
Blow things up. Except wait.
Wait.
Slow motion.
Slowly. Like extremely slowly though. Like,
feel,
not just
I,
slow motion, like,
I feel like
advanced
people
slow motion.
Have done that before.
You're right. But they do it the best and make money with it.
Okay.
And truly, what other worth is there to blowing things up in slow motion?
Anyway, what I was saying is...
Bap.
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 My hairstylist today...
Yeah?
...also used the term actual celebrities. And it kind of was one of those moments where it dawned on me, like, what? What does that even mean? Like, they have to be on TV to be an actual celebrity. You understand that there's probably more people in the world who know who PewDiePie is than know who Kevin Spacey is.
No.
No. Space guy. He's mine.
No.
Leave him alone.
No.
He's mine.
More people know.
Don't hate on Space Guy.
No. More people know who the Space Guy is.
The Space Guy?
The Space Guy.
Nobody knows who he is when you say that.
Kevin Space Guy.
Okay.
I know who he is.
Well.
I don't think that's true. Pick like a B-level celebrity. Kevin Spacey's obviously like an A-level celebrity.
Do we have an official qualification for what counts as like A versus
B? Oh,
no.
It's all subjective. Okay. It's absolutely
This
subjective.
Is just Camden's rating system no, that has no standards.
Are you... All right. Audience, let us... Audience, let us know. Is Kevin Space Guy, also known as Kevin Spacey, an A, a B, a C, a D, or an F-level celebrity? Okay. Let us know.
How low do we go here?
I think F. Okay. And you know what an F-level celebrity what? Is? You're not a celebrity.
I was going to say, I feel like if we get to the letter F.
I would say I'm an F plus level celebrity.
An F plus. We're the upper echelon of F.
We're the upper echelon of not a celebrity.
Okay, great. We're at that point where you can kind of see it out there way in the distance.
Yeah.
But
still guys like Kevin Spacey and, you know, Kevin Hart and Kevin Bacon and all right. the other famous Kevins just throw tomatoes at you.
We're kind of like...
Uh-huh.
Frank Underwood in the opening scene of House of Cards, where at the inauguration, we're not the guy at the podium. We're not in the first, second, third, fourth row. But when the camera pans three times over and zooms way, way, way out, you can see us at the edge of the frame waving. That's where we are.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least we're in frame.
That's right.
Holla.
That's right. It could be worse.
Holla.
We could be those suckers down in the audience who aren't in the camera at all.
We could have literally nothing.
That's right.
You really think more people know PewDiePie than Kevin Spacey, though?
Well, I mean, how many subscribers does PewDiePie have?
That does not anywhere
50 bajillion
close indicate how many people know PewDiePie.
I know, but I mean, we have to use something as a measuring mark.
Well, his total views are 15.3 billion views on his videos.
Okay, but that doesn't tell us how many people. That
You're
just
right.
tells us.
No,
how
I
many
just
views.
Find it interesting. Do you think
that's
Kevin,
a lot of views,
Kevin Spacey movies or TV shows have gotten 15.3 billion views?
Probably not.
There you go.
And that's nothing. I mean, for what it's worth, I think Kevin Spacey is one. I would imagine that he probably has more money, and two, I think he's more talented than PewDiePie. But as we know, in life, that's not what determines the number of followers you have. It doesn't determine your status, just on how good you are.
PewDiePie has 55,582,675 subscribers.
That's quite a few.
That's a lot.
Why?
I don't know.
How many of those subscribers do you think actually care about PewDiePie in any way, shape, or form, or regularly watch his stuff? How many of those people have just forgotten to unsubscribe?
Well, I'm
How many
looking...
of those people pull a Camden and just get the email that says, hey, there's a new video, and you're just like, I don't even watch him. I should probably unsubscribe.
I actually...
but that would be
I've
effort.
Cleaned out mine. I've cleaned out mine. Yeah. I don't subscribe to anyone I don't watch
ooh,
at least once a week.
Ooh, hate it.
Ooh,
get rid of him.
Ooh.
I'll wipe him off the face
About
of the
2
point.
Million of his...
yeah?
Of his subscribers, I'd say.
Wow.
From a very small look... Well,
his average video viewership?
2.5 million, yeah. From his average viewership on every video that he posts. That's a funny looking ape thing.
How often does he post videos? How many followers does Kevin Spacey have?
On like a social media?
Yeah.
I'm getting like around four to five videos a week.
I could give you that.
Well, I'm sorry, you're asking me like three questions
okay.
all at once.
It's all right. I'll check it
no.
out.
No!
It's not going to be that many.
Well, I'm already there. Hold on. No, it's super not close to 55 billion. It's 4.78 million.
For what?
For Kevin Space Guy's Twitter?
Yeah. 4.7 million followers.
Yeah, 4.78 million.
Well, but followers. You can't compare that to the billions of views. You can compare it to the number of subscribers.
Correct.
And I mean 4.7 million followers.
And Kevin Spacey's engagement on every tweet, probably it ranges around 2,000 or so tweet, depending on the tweet.
Right. So proportionally, very similar, but not in terms of total number. Also, I mean, comparing Twitter to YouTube's really not fair.
No.
So
not even a little.
Our excellent, interpretation here and scientific extrapolation would not... Okay.
That's the coolest thing in the world.
Would not make the film theorists happy.
No?
No, I don't. No.
Oh. There's another YouTuber you really like.
Yeah.
The maddest of paddest.
Mm-hmm. I like his theories.
They're pretty good.
Some of the other stuff I've seen him do is kind of like...
He's a little too PG for me. Just really? my comedic style. Yeah.
No. I think it's refreshing.
Oh, for sure. For some people, it definitely is.
I'm just not a big fan of when he's on camera.
Okay.
And that's not like that, oh, he's an unattractive guy, but I don't know. I feel like, I don't feel as engaged in his videos when it's like something where he's physically present.
Well, that's because the rest of his videos, they spend so much time editing them so that every frame of the video is worth looking at. Then
that's right.
When you just see him talking, then it's not. Yep. Yeah. It's not really worth it.
He set the bar too high for himself.
Correct.
So then when he does a Let's Play, it's like,
Now he sucks.
Yeah, don't do that.
You as a human.
There's other people who do Let's Plays who should do Let's Plays. You're not one of them.
So Markiplier is a yay. PewDiePie is a nay.
Yes. The OG Markiplier was definitely a major yay. The new one is fine.
His new album.
He's good.
I don't like his new album. I still need to play the old hits.
He's good enough that I still watch him. Put it that way.
Dude, did you know Kevin Spacey is going to be Clarence Darrow at the Arthur Ashe Stadium tomorrow and the day after that like a live one-man performance?
Does that make you happy?
It does. I really want to go.
He really loves Kevin Spacey.
Dude,
if Camden turns gay, that'll be Camden's love interest.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey.
Okay. You act
rich,
like a...
Rich and famous.
You act like I don't already have a list of dudes in this world that, you know, if sexually explicit things were to come up, I'd probably give it a whirl.
I'd have to think about it depending on how I'm feeling in the moment.
No, I'd give it a whirl.
But yeah. I'd give it a whirl.
Kevin Spacey's definitely one of them.
I feel like that's what you say about something in college, like weed. Nah, you know, I'd probably give it a whirl. Maybe, if presented with
Is that my unhealthy version or my unhealthy picture of how gay sexual relations work? I treat it sort of like a drug that you try.
No, that wasn't the direction that I was thinking of it in, but I mean, it could also be interpreted that way.
Yes.
That's not the way I was interpreting it.
I thought you were.
But other people may have interpreted it that way, so.
Okay. Including me.
Including you, apparently. Dirty mind. See, that's what you get for all those dirty jokes. You're immoral being.
Well, that's fine with me.
I know.
You're immoral all the time, according to those standards.
What standards? I didn't say anything about religion. I just said morality.
Oh, okay. So you're moral because you've decided this is who I am.
Society has decided that curse words in general are bad unless, you know, you're in the company of people that you know. And then for some reason they're fine, which is just really strange. But, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So.
Where did that come from?
That was just a general observation. We were talking about morals and you were talking about... That he was PG, and we were talking about PG humor, and I'm talking about curse words as an example of non-PG humor, when people are just like, I'm just going to drop the F-bomb.
No, the F-bomb.
The F-bomb. Bombing with Fs.
That's, you know, I've been getting a lot of complaints lately, not complaints, but, you know, protests from other people that are personalities on the network, like, man, I think if we could just cuss, it'd be so much more fun, and the shows would be so much more funny.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Who cares?
You're right.
That honestly, that's how I feel about cussing most of the time. It's like people, they are just words. At the same time, I don't like people who are just like, I'm just going to cuss in every sentence because I can. Okay, great. Now you sound like you don't have a diverse vocabulary.
See, but now you just showed me that they're not just words to you by saying.
No, anybody who does that. I hate when I listen back, if I use the same thing over and over again, it's annoying. I don't like it. It annoys me. That's why I've tried to work on not saying, you know, so much, because that became my new thing.
It was, or still
and
is.
And it's tough to break. People have their go-to word, you know?
Their comfort word.
You know?
You know?
You know?
You just said it.
So.
That's, you did it.
It's a thing. And I think that the way you become a better entertainer, public speaker, etc., is to eliminate that stuff. And if you're using words that don't serve a purpose either, if they're just there because they can be, it's worthless. And society's placed value on them, which is why people abuse them. And that, I think, is...
But by, you know... I guess it's any word.
Okay. You said it.
That you're... Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
You know?
Okay.
Okay. You know?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it time for the mid-show reads?
Yeah, dude. It's super.
I felt like it was.
Hey, everybody. If you haven't already...
Yo, 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 it's the mid-show read with Cam.
You should check out The Business is Art. It was a good show yesterday.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Did you have fun?
I was there.
Yeah.
It was a time. I wasn't on the show.
Producer Cam.
But you should check out that show every Tuesday by 6 p.m. It's a great show from one of our best hosts on the network, I would say.
Ooh.
John Umstead.
Ooh, a bold claim.
It is a bold claim.
Who are the other hosts?
He's been with us for a while. me, you, and whoever CED has on.
Whoever they choose at any given moment.
Correct.
Moment in time. All right.
Check
we got a
show.
Nice new file cabinet.
Yeah, we do. You should also check out the True Chat show every Monday through Friday by 6 p.m. Eastern time. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. Yeah, you promise?
Oh, and True Chat will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard. The Cam Pierce Standard.
If you have any ethical concerns about today's show, please email ethics at truechat.org. That's ethics at truechat.org. You'd normally leave me out to dry there, so thanks for helping out.
You're welcome.
You're a pal.
I try to be a good person sometimes.
Sometimes.
I generally try to be a good person, except for the people that I like most.
Yeah, and then you're just an awful human being.
That's right. Well, that's how that works.
Pretty soon you'll have no one that likes you.
Oh, well, it's too late for that.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Wowie zowie. There you go. Have we gained any more?
All of my YouTube people, everybody that listens to the show, they're all hate fans. None of them are real.
Oh, I would assume. Yeah.
No, I mean, they're real, but they're real hate fans.
They're real hate fans.
None of them like me.
They actually just hate you.
Yep. They're just haters. Haters gonna hate.
Have we gained any more fake plants? Is what I was asking.
No. Not since the week of random plants showing up in the office for some reason.
Really? None, huh?
I don't think so. No. We still got that weird potpourri over by the door.
Yeah.
Got this strange grass thing on the board table. And we've got out the window where you can see the tree underneath the windowsill. There is some kind of maple leaf looking shrub bush thing. That's the strangest thing about fake plants. 90% of them don't even look like any real plant.
Like real plants?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what is that thing over there? That's not a real plant. That is maple leaves in just like a bundle.
In a bundle?
In a basket.
In a basket.
There is no plant that looks like that.
No, not even a little bit.
I mean, there's kind of a plant that looks like that grass thing. But that potpourri thing, totally fake.
Oh, super fake.
That doesn't fool anybody. Nobody thinks that thing's real.
No.
And nobody thinks that grass thing's real, because why would anybody bring grass inside?
Yeah, and how would grass survive inside?
Yep.
Answer, it would not.
It would not. And then we've got plants behind me, of which I cannot see. Also these trees. What tree looks like that? Nothing looks like that. None of these trees are... These
it's
literally
like a weird vine tree.
Like branches.
Yeah.
That somebody stuck in a pot that have leaves. Probably because they're branches that somebody stuck in a pot and said, hey, fake tree.
I didn't know Katy Perry still had the most followers on Twitter.
Get good, Cam.
Almost 100 million followers.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Katy Perry.
Justin Bieber has the second most.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of my favorite people.
96 million. You want to... Who do you think's number three, if you had to guess?
Isn't Trump up there? He's top 10.
He's not top 10.
No?
No.
Ah, Trump, you disappoint me. Which isn't unusual.
Twitter.
I guess I shouldn't be disappointed.
Twitter is 10th. Of most followers, Twitter is behind Katy Perry by almost 40 million followers.
I don't think I follow Twitter.
I don't follow Twitter either. I follow number three, though.
Really?
You want to take a guess?
Who's that?
Barack Hussein.
Yes!
Obama.
Barack! I'm so proud of you.
Number four is T-Swizzle.
Yeah.
Number five is Rihanna, or Rihanna, if you will.
Okay.
Number
the,
six
the one
is,
that everybody says.
Number six is Ellen DeGeneres. Twitter is actually not the most followed social media on their social media. That award goes to YouTube at number seven.
Oh, Twitter. That is a testament to Twitter's current standing in the world. We are not the most followed social media on our social media.
That's great. Oh, that's
YouTube is the most followed social
media. Lady Gaga is number eight, and Justin Timberlake is number nine.
That was probably the best thing that Google's done in quite some time.
What's that?
Purchase YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
That was smart. Because Google Plus was lame. Still is lame.
I wonder...
Still doesn't make sense.
You know what we ought to do is just make a platform, right?
Ah.
On the internet, right?
Okay, we've done both of those things so far.
Well, okay, but listen.
We have a platform of which it resides on the internet.
Somebody's going to have to become the new YouTube, right? where it's just a...
Oh, welcome to the new YouTube.
Conglomerate.
Maybe we get Bo Burnham to do the theme song. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. That'd be a big slap in the face, wouldn't it, huh? Because YouTube's eventually going to become this corporate cesspool, because it has to, or it'll lose all of its ad revenue. And that's kind of, you know, where it's been going.
So we need
for
a new
time.
Creative space, yes. A home for the creators.
Yeah.
A network of openness, if you will. Of truth, perhaps.
Okay. See, but we're not an open network, though.
Oh, we could be.
Well, you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the announcement.
Do you think that networks should just be open?
I think there at least needs to be one.
I mean, there is.
You know what I'm going to do?
Several open networks.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm not going to do, but I'm going to say I want to do?
What?
Win the lottery.
Whoa.
Right? So that's first step.
Gotcha.
And then use those winnings, one, to sustain myself for the rest of my life, and two, start up a network on the internet that just anyone can sign up for, and it's not, you know, advertiser run or anything, and it's just a conglomerate that sweeps the legs out from YouTube. And YouTube can just be this corporate piece of junk, and then everybody else can come to my new network.
So you mean like take Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube,
mash
them into one giant conglomerate, all of which has no advertisers, and just destroy the internet industry as you know it?
Yeah.
Crash the world advertising economy?
Bingo.
Excellent. Okay.
Because I don't need them, especially if I win like Powerball or something.
You're right that you don't need them, but that would, you know, drastically hurt business sales. It would also have a profound effect on the advertising community.
What do I care?
Well, if you care about the good of the people for which you're doing this, you have to think about the repercussions of taking down.
I care about the 99%, not the 1%.
That's what I'm saying. You will drastically affect the 99%.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. If you take down some of the biggest and most profitable companies in the world and Wall Street crashes, you will hurt the 99%. Yeah. You'll also hurt the 1%, but...
Well, I won't take them down overnight.
I mean, you'll take them down pretty quick.
They got time to rant.
If you can offer just as good a service, if that's how much money you're willing to invest, and it's just ad-free, it's literally a copy of all of them mushed together, except ad-free.
Yeah.
I mean, overnight, it's over. It's done.
I need to make some money on it.
So what you're telling me is instead of having all these separate accounts, I can have one account that does everything that they all do, and it doesn't cost me any money, and there's no advertisements. That's what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, that's not my ultimate
goal.
So
why would I not do that? For what reason would I not do that?
Because everyone else is still on the other platforms. I'd have to find a way to coerce them over.
That's why Instagram still's kicking Snapchat's hiney.
Hiney.
Because they were there first.
Hiney.
It's the name of the game. Get there first. Don't have to be good. Just have to be first.
Yep. Look how True Chat's doing. We were first.
We were.
I can almost guarantee we were first to the responsible media train. We knew. We saw it coming.
I think we're still at that cusp.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of...
We need to be clairvoyant. Find the next thing. It's 5 years out.
Oh.
Go do it.
Excuse me?
Do you not know what clairvoyance is?
Clairvoyance. Okay.
Yeah, I said, let's be clairvoyant.
Okay. No, you said it too quickly. I was like, I don't think those were words.
No, they were. It was one word. Called clairvoyant.
Do you use a thesaurus in your spare time to just be like, I'm just going to choose a word this week that I'm going to... drop in the middle of the week. Generally it's on Wednesdays. And go back and listen. Last week and the week before. That pagoda was like 3 weeks
pagoda.
Ago on a Wednesday.
Pagoda Zamboni.
Which was used incorrectly.
Yes.
But such a good word. Pagoda.
I forgot about pagoda.
That's I tell you what, that is goal number one for True Chat. As soon as we have the money.
A pagoda?
Oh no, build the True
build
Chat.
Build a pagoda.
Broadcasting from the pagoda.
From the True
in
Chat
Cincinnati,
Pagoda.
Ohio. Now, we'll incorporate a new town called True Chat.
Ooh.
And then we'll incorporate a new state, be the 51st state.
That's another thing I'd do if I won the lottery and I just had like money literally to burn. Like, you know, $50 million I could live the rest of my life very comfortably on, you know, invest 40, keep 10 for myself.
Yeah.
You know, okay. That, I mean,
you know,
if you're not an idiot, yeah. If you're not an idiot, you live on that for the rest of your life.
Claw it.
After you use the $10 million to buy a house, buy a car.
Ooh.
Rock and roll. Anyway, I'd use the rest of the dumb money and just burn it on like, buy a ghost town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Name it
and
True
just
Chat.
Name it something dumb.
Oh, that'd be so confusing for the True Chat show, though. For the True Chat show, from the True Chat pagoda in True Chat of True Chat, I am True Chat.
Yep, that'd be a lot.
Change your name to True Chat.
Be too much. Yo, I could afford that then too.
You could.
You know, I mean, it's not that expensive to change your name.
Yeah, I was going to say. You can afford that now.
I can. I don't want to change my name though. You ever thought about changing your name?
Yes.
To what?
I was going to keep my last name close. I think the decision, the one that I got closest to was Avery Wells.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, because I liked the name. I don't know. It was one of those moments where I was like, yeah, clean slate, start over.
There you go. Yeah. Flee the country.
That's right.
Change your name.
That's right.
Dye your hair.
Oh, already did that.
Bury the body.
Don't need to do that. Yet.
Yet.
I think it's time to get out of here, Cam.
That's a threat. It's really not, though.
I think we've kicked it in the pants.
We're not there. You always want to get out when it's when we do
it's
this
time to get out.
Show.
Get out of here, dude. Don't drag it out. Let's go. Wow. Where are we at?
Were you still in Cincinnati last night? Did you go end up going
out
to dinner?
Answer my question.
Huh? 26 minutes.
What do you mean it's not time to close the show? It can be, if you want it to be. It could be. Maybe.
No.
Okay.
Did you end up going out to dinner last night? I know you were upset.
Yep.
You cursed at Alex. He was very afraid.
As if I've never cursed at Alex before.
Nah, he was like, whoa.
See?
Justin's way too in.
Hence the reason why.
Hence?
You should, yes.
It's reason.
It's a good word to use in the proper context. When speaking clearly to warm up for the show. I should put that in the new... audio test script.
Anyway.
Anywho. That's what I was saying. That's why people should cuss less. Because, see, then when I say it, it carries force and effect, and it scares Alex. Which is
everything,
the purpose.
Everything scares Alex.
Okay,
don't pat yourself on the back.
Did you just say bite myself in the back?
Pat yourself on the back.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can hear.
No. Definitely not. Also, my headphones aren't very loud today. I don't know why. I think they got turned down.
Oh, well, that's upsetting.
I feel like I'm yelling.
I'm yelling. You have been louder today. This
excellent.
Ouch.
I don't feel like that was that loud.
No,
though.
It was pretty loud.
Well, for you.
Did you end up going out to dinner or not? Did
yes.
you go to Moreland?
No.
No. Where'd
Went
you go?
To Piata.
Piata.
It was real good. They got the summer avocado Piata.
No, that's the best.
At Piata.
At Piata.
At the pagoda.
Dude, I spent $60 on a dinner and felt like a horrible human being.
Why did you spend $60?
Because, you know, I got a few drinks. She got a few drinks.
Uh-huh.
I got an appetizer. Not more than a few.
No.
I got an appetizer.
Where'd you eat?
The Peb at the Green.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why. The place is overpriced.
I'm fancy.
Fancy.
Look at me, yes. Wealthy founder True Chat.
Yes.
Pay for this dinner.
Let me pay for this dinner with a 13th of my current bank account.
Wow.
Yes.
That was oddly specific.
Complex fractions. I actually just picked a number.
Okay.
I didn't want to give the people my exact bank account.
Sat down
I actually may be highballing it a little bit. It may be more of a... More of my bank account. Well, you don't know. You have to pay millions of dollars for your hotel, your apartment.
That hotel that I live in.
Downtown Cincinnati.
Yes, I would have to pay lots of money if I lived in a hotel.
You would.
That'd be expensive.
That would be expensive, but pretty cool. You get to meet a lot of new, fun people.
Do you, though?
I think so. Lots of new people stay at a hotel.
It's also what you said when we were going to be in Fort Lauderdale. Like, yeah, I'm going to make new friends, meet new people. You didn't meet anybody.
No, I didn't meet a single...
You never
well,
left
that's
the
not
bus.
True. That DJ Chris.
Okay, you didn't meet anybody that wasn't through True Chat.
Well, no.
You literally never went out.
Yeah, we did.
No, you literally never went out. You went out with me. Once.
Neither did you.
Yeah, I did. Several times. Multiple times.
No.
Where I was like, hey, I'm going out. You're like, okay. I was like, hey, when are you going to go out? Nah, I don't know. Not feeling it today.
You went to the beach like twice without me.
Yep. Also went out to the bars and the clubs like three times without you.
No.
And then the one time with you.
No, that
and
didn't happen.
And then Cam sat there in shock and all. It was just like, filter feed, and we're done.
No, I was watching the game, man. Me and my buddy were watching the game.
Was it Jeff?
That's the most white old person name you could think of, yes.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Okay, we had two very different versions of Jeff there.
Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah. I'll go. I like my Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff.
It's a nice file cabinet over there.
Dude, we're getting out of here. $50 for that. Oh my God. That's why I saved it. You're welcome.
No, I mean, we'll probably use it.
Okay. You're welcome.
It's a really deep file cabinet. Mm. I don't know if I like how deep it is.
Deep.
It's deep.
File cabinet. Deep.
You like that history wall? It took a lot of work to get that thing up there.
Did it?
We should post a picture of that.
We should. It'd be good.
On the socials.
On the social medias. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to today's show.
Hey, you should check out my profile piece.
Hey.
You haven't done that yet, have you?
Promo it then. Oh, were you talking to me or the audience?
Both.
Okay.
I thought it was a nice little, hey, Cam, have you checked out that promo piece yet? What promo piece, Justin? Oh, you know, the one that I wrote on the Huffington Post about Jack Meridew? It's okay. I'll just do the whole thing since you're yawning and scratching and pulling your shirt and doing the bodily things. Anyway, I wrote a profile piece on a guy named Jack Meridew, who's a YouTuber. If you don't know him and you're not gay, you probably shouldn't watch him because you probably won't like his stuff. But you could read the profile piece anyway by going to my Twitter, at Justin T. Weller, looking at the link there, also on Facebook. And yeah, okay. You could just Google Justin T. Weller, click on the Huffington Post link, and then click on the article.
I found his blowjob tips to be very insightful.
Great. So there's your tip off. If that doesn't sound like somebody that you could watch, you should still read my profile piece so you know that people are human beings and not single-sided organisms. Single-cell organisms.
Oh, okay.
I was close.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name's Cam Pierce.
I'm Justin T. Weller.
Oh, boy. Check out our
app. Why are you doing this at the start? This is not where it goes.
What?
You've done this the past two shows.
I know, because I like it. It's switching it up.
Okay.
Anyway, you should also check out our website, truechat.org.
The True Chat website.
CHAT.org.
Cam's so
for
tired.
The latest and greatest in many different topic areas from... I thought that's
food.
Where you were, getting food.
Oh, no. I was working.
On what?
On the brochure piece that we've been hired to do. That I've been hired to do. Because if we're being honest, Cam's not doing any work on the brochure piece.
I am not.
He's going to edit the show, though.
I am.
And it's going to be great. Because Cam loves editing. He's the greatest.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
We're just done.
Be
just cut it off.
The Chat.
It's over.